Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Brothers Echo Radio. You know I'm your girl, Simone, and I'm so happy to have you all here. As always, and always, before I say one thing, I will always start with a thank you because it means so much to me that you all would take time, you know, to check in with me and see what's going on. So I'm so excited. Before I jump into it, the app is ready. Yes, there's a Brothers Echo app. So download your girl. Apple, Android folks, whatever you have going on, whatever you're using, go to that Play Store my daughter has a Apple device, but there's something you can go on an Apple device and hit download. But you'll see me, my logo. Just type in Brothers Echo Radio. Download me and I'm right there. So I'm so excited. So we're gonna be ready to keep pushing ahead and moving forward with that. What else is going on? It's taking a while, but interviews are coming up, so we're just working through that. My Florida folks, my 90s folks, you know, those who know about the 69 boys, I will certainly, I'm so excited to be interviewing one of the head figures of the 69 boys. I'm leaving it at that. He will be on Brothers Echo Radio and more to come. So I'm excited. And the purpose of Brothers Echo Radio, one thing about me, I'm not the type of podcast that wants you to come on and spill your very personal business, or folks, you know, they refer to that as your tea. I want to talk about overcoming. This is all positive over here. Overcoming and being transparent, because as we all know, life happens. But how did you get through it, or how are you getting through that? Because I guarantee whatever it is that I faced, you faced, those I'm interviewing faced, we're all going through this whole thing. This whole circle, we're all trying to find our way. And so the goal is to make sure that if I can help you from avoiding falling down in that pit, that's the whole purpose, is to help someone. So when the interviews come, one thing about me, I do not major in shade, disrespect, none of that. It's about, hey, let's talk about the purpose. How'd you overcome? And let's help our fellow man, you know, walk through this thing called life. And yes, I always refer to life as this thing called life, because you never know what's going to happen the next day. It seems like you never know, but everything is doable. We can make it. I have this cute little sign in my sitting room, and it says, everything is figure outable. And that's what life is about. You can figure this thing out. However, if I can give you the answer key to this, here you go. So that's my little spiel. So get ready for the interviews. My goal is to make sure all the interviews are, they're visual. So you get to see me, you get to see the person coming on, and just, hey, you see our face. But today I want to talk about something else that's really been on my heart. And it's about, I want to talk about just speaking to people that look nothing like you. So many times, I pay attention to certain things. I pay attention to clicks. I pay attention to friend groups and things like that, because that's always interests me, you know, how we gravitate to what is familiar. And I understand that. I truly do. However, I always ask myself, why? Why do we do this? You know, it was Dr. King. This is totally different. But he famously said, you know, the most segregated day of the week is Sunday, because it's as if we're comfortable with those that look like us. But I want to break that in my life. And I believe I've done that in my life, right? Because I'm always going to speak for myself. I'm not the type of person that you will ever see in a group. And trust me, if you ever see me with a group of people, I'm not paying attention. I'm probably waiting in line. It's not on purpose. You'll probably see me with one or two people, and that is it. But it's so important to me to have friends with a diversity of thought, backgrounds. Because when you exclude someone, first off, let me talk about what is exclusion. because I never want to assume that someone knows exactly what I'm talking about, because I have listeners from all over the world. So let me slow down and break this down. So when I use the word exclusion, I'm talking about the act of not allowing someone or something to take part in an activity or enter a place where you just say, no, I really don't want you around this space. I really don't want you around me or whatever we have going on because you don't look like me. I do not identify with you. You may not dress like me. You may not worship like me. You may not love like me. You may not, whatever that thing is. But understand something. When you exclude a person, you're doing that at your own risk. Because I'll speak for me. The clothes closest to me look nothing like me. Worship, nothing like me. We don't even share the same beliefs as far as worship. But we've certainly grown together as friends, well, now family, because there's that mutual respect. I've learned so much from people that really, as I put it, look nothing like me. How did I learn from them? Just having a conversation, breaking bread over tea. One of my sisters, she's in Turkey. I'm not going to say her name on here. But she's in Turkey. And when I first met her over there, she was so welcoming. She had these signs all over her office area about living life, enjoying this day, being true to yourself. And that really grabbed my attention. And being overseas, especially in the Middle East and in Europe, was special to a lot of people, especially in the Middle East, is that tea time. If when someone invites you to have tea, they're saying, okay, hey, I like you. Let's sit down and have a conversation because now I want to know more about you. It's all about that conversation. But before they do that, trust me, you have been observed. You've been talked about. And it's like, okay, I'm feeling your vibe. Let's kick it a little bit. Let's talk. Now, if your conversation is about nothing and there's no intelligence, there's nothing to you other than the surface, that tea time is paused, halted. All right, goodbye. And that's why I love my Middle Eastern brothers and sisters, because they do not play the radio with you. What does that mean? They get up in the conversation, mid-conversation. That's how they get down. And I think I've picked up that habit from being overseas. I'm laughing because I'm thinking about a situation I've seen happen to other people, not me, thankfully. But back to my Turkish sister. When we met, we had tea, and we talked. We talked about our families. We talked about our parents. We talked about our upbringing, and we talked about our religion. No, I didn't look at her and say, oh, I don't believe in that. I was taught this, that, and the other. There's nothing here. No. Mm-mm. But I listened. And she did the same for me. But even in that, I learned so much about her culture that it was so fascinating. And she taught me about diets. She taught me about what mental health that works for her. And taking, you know, trips that work for her. And so I was able to grow as a person, because I was willing to sit with a person that looked nothing like me, right? As a matter of fact, when I traveled downtown in another area, I had a friend of mine who was from this particular area, this region. And as we're sitting there talking, I noticed, you know, some people were kind of staring at us, and we were in this tent area drinking tea. It was a restaurant sort of a vibe environment, outdoor vibe. And she looked at me because one person walked up and said something in, you know, the native tongue. And I looked at her and I could tell by the body language. You know, oftentimes you can tell what a person is saying. Even if I may not understand what you're saying, your words, but I can certainly read your body. And so my friend's response to her body language was a bit forceful to the person. The person quickly scurried off. And she told me, she said, that person want to know how do I know you? And why am I sitting with you? Not realizing that this person I'm talking to, a different person. We end up doing business together. And doing business together, we made money together. And in making money together, like I said, different person, we built a friendship. But had I looked on the surface and said, nope, I don't recognize anything there, I want no part of this person, I would have missed out. I would have missed out. So what am I really saying to you? Get outside yourself. Get outside of that self. Because one thing, we only have one life on this side. On this side. We only have one life. And what a tragedy it will be for us to lose this precious, beautiful gift that we have because of our own prejudice. Because we're not comfortable of sitting with someone and having tea with a person. Or drinking coffee. Or just going on a walk. Or just helping someone because of what I'm not used to. The other day, I met this beautiful, beautiful person. I was at the nail salon. If she's listening, hey, girl. I was at the nail salon, and a friend of mine, she works there, and she was telling me that she listened to the station, and she's enjoying it, and I appreciate that, as always. And so the young lady who was sitting next to me, you know, she appeared to be in her early 20s. Her makeup was flawless. It was the first thing I noticed about a person, because I am a cosmetic woman myself. So her makeup was flawless. She's talking to me about... she asked me about Brothers Echo. She said, hey, you know, I'm nosy. So she's talking about your podcast. Tell me about it. So I told her about it. And so I asked her, I said, well, tell me about you. And so we're getting our nails done and we're having a conversation. And she's telling me about her dreams and things she wants to do. And I was able to tell her, hey, have you considered doing X, Y, Z? Because she's in the art. She's a dancer. And she's tall about my height, and I could tell she was a dancer. And I said, well, have you considered, you know, since this is a passion of yours, why don't you just go live on Facebook and start, you know, showing your gift? You never know where that's going to take you. And she said, you know, I never thought about that. That's the purpose of Brothers Echo. And then she began to share with me about the schools out in our area. And she educated me in that conversation about certain things that I was missing. She didn't know that, but I was taking mental notes as she was talking to me because she's a teacher as well. She's a teacher, and I think she said she works as a waitress, and she's a dance instructor. She does quite a bit. But she began to talk to me about the schools out here, and she provided some recommendations about it. And I felt so full at the end of the conversation because I'm thinking to myself, this is what life is about. Just talking to people that and learning from people. That's what this thing is about, right? We miss so much by being foolish, by being closed off. We miss so much when we judge someone. We miss it, you know? We may walk past that blessing. You know, the word speaks about even entertaining angels unaware. Because people may not come how you want them to come, how you expect them to come. That blessing, that thing may not be what you expect. So sometimes if you see something, you may have to challenge yourself. Ask yourself, what is it about me that makes me uncomfortable spending time with someone who is the total opposite of who I am as a person? And you may have to have that man or woman time in the mirror and check yourself. There's nothing wrong with doing that soul check and say, you know what? Something's wrong with me. If I have an issue with waving at my neighbor because my neighbor looks nothing like me, so I refuse to even speak to that person. That's when you need to do a soul check. Like, you know, what's going on with me? Or with your teammate or your colleague, and you say, yeah, you know, I don't feel comfortable, breaking bread with this person. No, this person has done absolutely nothing to me. But their accent may offend me. Ask yourself, why is that? Where did that come from? And then check yourself. You have to check yourself. I was listening to... this individual, I'm not going to say too much, this individual speaking, I mean, he was very well spoken. And since I've been following this person, not following, I don't like that. Since I've been listening to this, it's this minister I've been listening to here and there. And on the surface, you know, he's nothing. He does not appear. He's nothing. He doesn't look anything like the preachers that I'm used to. He's tatted up with dreads, but I love the way he breaks down the word of God. There's no secret. You know, I'm a Christian and I follow Jesus Christ. That's who I am, my beliefs. And I've learned so much just listening to the way he even breaks down the Holy Scriptures. But what if I been closed off and said, oh no, his tats, he's flashy, he's this, he's that. What I've experienced listening to him, I would have missed out. The deliverance I've experienced listening and the understanding I receive just by listening, I would have certainly missed out. Don't miss out, people. Don't miss out. And going back to what I said, do that soul check. Do that gut check. If you feel there's something in you that's not allowing you to be a better you, to be a better human. Because one thing about me, I don't understand the whole concept of hate. I don't understand that. Because of who a person is, who they were created to be, I hate you because you were born this color. That's so asinine to me. Anytime you catch me, if you do see me out and about, or if you do see me at a function, I try to be at places where I can learn from individuals. I don't care if you're a man, woman, however you identify, that's between you and God. But I go to learn. And I enjoy being around good people of good character. Brothers Echo, my team, I love them because I learn just so much listening to their conversation. Listen to what they're talking about. My manager, I'm not going to say his name on here, but I appreciate him because although our conversations are brief, I learn so much. So I'm not the type of person that I only need to sit with someone who's a woman, a black woman. No, I sit with people that conversation makes sense to me. So let me circle back to things I learned in the Middle East too, being out there with our coffee and tea times. When I would sit across from my brother or sister in different parts of the world, our conversations consisted of things that made our time matter. We talked about business. We talked about our family. We talked about our children. We talked about our upbringing, our faith in our future. We talked about goals. And not only did we talk about it, we gave each other some information to make it happen. We made sure when we left that table that we left with something. We left with something of substance that's going to take our future somewhere. And we still have that connection now where my brothers and sisters overseas can hit me up and say, hey, I see what you're doing. Keep going. Have you considered doing XYZ? And I do the same. So what am I saying? When you exclude someone, you're really taking a real risk of missing out on life and the beauty of life. You're taking a risk, an ugly risk. So this episode was pretty cut to the point. No, I didn't talk about Shakespeare. No, I'm not going to quote a PhD. I'm just going to talk about life. Think outside yourself. Think higher, think better, and as always, live this life for an audience of two, God and you. And I say that for a reason. When you live this life to please God, your mindset will change. When you live this life for God, there's no way that you can actually walk in hate, bitterness, jealousy, envy, any of those things. It's impossible. When you truly do serve, I'm going to speak for myself, a true and living God. There's no way I can say I love Jesus, but I hate my brother and my sister. There's no way I can say I love Jesus, but I won't speak to you because you look nothing like me. There's no way, because then that would make me a liar. That would make me the biggest liar walking. And I'm far from that. There's no way I can say I love Jesus and have envy in my heart. Because one thing about me, I don't care what you're doing in your life, I'm clapping for you. If you're doing something positive, if you're bringing some hope to the community, I promise you, I'm not looking at you with any sort of envy. You can never say that Brothers Echo is jealous of anybody. We clap for everybody that's making it happen. We are true life cheerleaders. Like straight up. So when I say live this life for an audience of two, God and you, I mean that. I mean that. I mean from the bottom of my heart, bottom and all of my heart. Take time in this life to be there for someone else that may not look like you, because your blessing, and not just because your blessing is going to be in that, it's just because it's the right thing to do. And as always, hit your girl up. You know, thank you to those that already do. I listen and I read every message that you all send to my email. I listen and I hope I respond. If I have not responded to you, I will to my email. But you can always reach me on Brothers Echo Radio, one word, brothersechoradio@gmail.com. So feel free to hit me up and get my app. You can send me a message, or if you want, you can still use Anchor if you want. Send me a voice note. I'll check it and I will get back to you. And lastly, if you have any, you know, podcast requests, discussion requests on my app, you can add that to it. Someone else hit me up recently and they wanted to know, they want me to talk about, what did he say? The name. Where did I get the name Brothers Echo? I'll talk about that on a later date. So, you know, anything you want to do, reach out to my team, do that. But as always and always, live this life for an audience of two, God and you. Take care. Bye.